Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Stephen Gardner is our guest, and he's the author of A Bridge Over Troubled Wall Street, as his new book. Also, Billion Dollar Blueprint and Smartest Doctor in the Room. Those are three of his four books. His organization is the Safe Millionaire Club. Stephen, give us the website and tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
Yeah, so the website is yourbridgeplan.com. You can go on there and get additional information and request a copy of the book if you'd like. Our main focus is to help people avoid Wall Street and beat the banks. Banks have terrible rates right now, and they're not keeping up with inflation, and so we're showing people what we believe is a good way to lend money and earn a higher rate of return. With our business owner clients, we do a lot with showing them how to properly use life insurance to be their own bank and right. financing. But we also show them how to use these bridge plans on idle money to earn a higher rate of return. I just had a dentist about 2 months ago. He had a couple hundred thousand dollars sitting in their business bank account, and it was earning 0.3 at the bank.
Wow.
And we were able to show him a way to get in on a bridge plan with a piece of property and earn closer to 5.5%.
Does your plan secure with like a second mortgage?
So you're actually listed as the first position lien holder on that piece of property. So yeah, you're actually first in line.
Why would the bank allow that to happen? So you're saying a person who doesn't have any debt on a property can't get a facade loan from a bank?
They may have debt on the property. They're not allowed to have more than 35% debt. So the
right.
group will never lend more than 65% loan to value. But what's happening with these bridge loans is the bank won't lend on future value, and neither does the group. But what they will do is they'll lend at a higher rate, knowing that at the end of 12 months, the group that is borrowing the money is going to be able to get an appraisal with their bank and refinance to a lower rate.
So it really is a true bridge loan. It's like a construction loan. Like my bank does a construction loan with me, for example.
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah. That would be an excellent example.
So you're in and you're out with these, and so it's not a long term thing. And you're in and out
within 12 months.
What funds can people tap into to do this?
So the most common that we see is IRA money and Roth IRA money.
They can put their IRA in that?
Absolutely, yeah. It does have to be a self-directed IRA, which Wall Street and the banks very rarely talk about because it's a big competitive way to grow your own money and take control of your own money, and that doesn't allow them to skim fees off of you
right.
for many, many years. It doesn't
right.
allow them to have control over where your money is. So with a self-directed IRA, you're able to take 100% control of your money. And the groups that you will work with, they'll report to the IRS, make sure that everything is done correctly, basically handle all the back end for you.
Right.
But with that, you are then allowed to go into a bridge loan or real estate or any number of alternative investments.
Mm-hmm. But as long as the IRA money is not so tied up when it's time to distribute, because there are distribution requirement dates, right? When you hit 70, that kind of thing.
Yes, absolutely. It's typically around 4 or 5%. I've got a guy right now. He's 78 years old. He has almost a 5% required minimum distribution, but his plan is earning 6%.
Right.
So he's basically just living off the interest and still fulfilling his required
right.
minimum distribution.
Mm-hmm.
But at no time does he have to tap into his principal, and so therefore he has much longer longevity on his money, where unfortunately, many baby boomers that are retired and seniors that have been retired, they're dipping into their principal because mm-hmm. they're either earning nothing at the bank or they're forced to take on a lot of risk exposure in the stock market. And we're saying there's something in between that isn't completely risk-free, but they've done an excellent job of mitigating that risk, but it's also not earning nothing like you would have at the bank.
Are people, when they go to your website, are they able to see your underwriting standards and methodology so they can make sure that you guys are vetting these deals properly?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The group goes through all of that with them, lets them know that there's double appraisals. You can see the appraisal.
Yep.
Also, that no loan is ever higher than 65% loan to value. So all
right.
of that is very transparent. The group goes over all of that with you.
Mm-hmm. All right. That sounds good. And so, folks, you know, the thing about this, I'm sure you agree, Stephen, is, you know, you're not necessarily saying take everything you own and put it over there. You're just saying diversify a little bit. I mean, and I'll tell you what, whatever risk is out there in your deal can't be worse than Wall Street.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. You would never stick all your eggs in one basket. This is just a place to diversify
yep.
on Main Street instead of giving your money over to Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I say, why would you gamble on Wall Street when you could lend it on
right.
Main Street?
Right.
And that's what we're educating
people on. And I like
the fact
that your positions are prime. You're not a second mortgage holder. I think that's a big deal. I need the website quickly one more time, Stephen.
Yourbridgeplan.com.
All right, so check it out. Hey, Stephen, come back soon. Good job today.
Great. Thank you very much.
Stephen Gardner, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.